The winners of this year's Pulitzer Prizes were announced today in New York. The terrorist attacks of September 11th and the war in Afghanistan dominated the journalism awards. The New York Times won 6 Pulitzers for its coverage of those stories. The Washington Post and Wall Street Journal also won for theirs. From New York, NPR's Rick Carr reports.
The Times won the Pulitzer for Public Service for its special section, A Nation Challenged. The paper published the section regularly after September 11th. In its statement announcing the winners, the Pulitzer Board wrote that the section, quote, coherently and comprehensively covered the tragic events and profiled the victims. The Times also won the Explanatory Reporting Prize for its work on global terrorism, as well as 2 photography Pulitzers for breaking news and feature work. Times Foreign Affairs columnist Thomas Friedman won the award for commentary, while reporter Barry Birack won the International Reporting Prize for his writing from Afghanistan. Times Wall Street reporter Gretchen Morgenson won the Beat Reporting Prize. The Wall Street Journal won the Pulitzer for breaking news for its coverage of the terrorist attacks, which cut off access to the paper's newsroom. The Washington Post won the national reporting category for its coverage of the war on terrorism. 3 Washington Post writers won the Investigative Reporting Award for a series on the District of Columbia's child welfare system. The Los Angeles Times won 2 Pulitzers, one for writer Barry Siegel's feature on a father tried for negligence in his son's death, and another for a series of editorials on homelessness. The Drama Prize went to playwright Susan Laurie Parks for her play Top Dog Underdog, the story of 2 brothers named Lincoln and Booth. Richard Russo's novel Empire Falls won the Pulitzer for fiction. The nonfiction prize went to Diane McWhorter for Carry Me Home, Birmingham, Alabama, The Climactic Battle of the Civil Rights Revolution. Louis Menon's The Metaphysical Club, A Story of Ideas in America, won the history prize, while David McCullough won for his biography of John Adams, and composer Henry Brandt won the Pulitzer in music. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.